T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh News Radio 1020, KDKA. I'm Angino, sitting in for Larry and John and the KDKA Morning News. They're back on January 2nd, and then I go back to hosting the KDKA Afternoon News. Well, it looks as though Republicans in the House and the Senate have everybody in place in order to pass tax reform. With some of the latest on this, we have CBS News political analyst and professor of communication and affiliate professor of history at American University, Leonard Steinhorn, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Professor, welcome to KDKA.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, when you look at the politics of this move, clearly it looks as though Republicans have what they need in place in order to pass this. But looking forward to the 2018 midterms, how is this looking to play out during that time?
Well, it's interesting because talking points are the big issue here. The Republicans basically say, hey, look, this is going to be a Christmas gift for middle-class families, and you're going to get some money, and it's going to make everyone happy, and we're going to grow the economy, and it's going to give free up corporations to create jobs and create growth, and everyone's going to benefit. And that's basically what they're going to be saying. They're going to say that their theory suggests that when you cut taxes on people like this and you cut taxes on corporations, the entire country's going to do well because it's going to create jobs. Well, the Democrats say, wait, hold on a second. History shows that when you make these tax cuts, or when corporations have record profits, they don't put it back into the economy. They put most of it into things like buying back shares of stock or giving out dividends to stockholders. And then they say that most of the benefit doesn't go to the middle class. In fact, some middle class folks will pay more. Most of the benefit's going to go to special interests, big corporations, and the absolute wealthy 1% in our society. So you're going to have competing narratives on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that when you look at public opinion polls right now, that the public seems more sympathetic to the Democratic interpretation of this bill than the Republican one. And that may play out big time, especially because suburbanites may be getting hit the most in states that have high state and local and property taxes. Because they will no longer be able to deduct them, and that could be a big hit on the Republican Party politically.
Considering the economy is moving forward at a pretty decent rate at this point, are the Republicans counting on the idea that although those at the very top will benefit the most from this, that those toward the bottom will continue to see the economy going in the right direction and will be content with whatever they have coming their way?
Well, that's a good point. Regardless of the tax bill, they may think that people are going to say, hey, the economy is doing generally well. But when you say the economy is doing well, it doesn't mean it's helping everybody. And that's the thing. You know, you have aggregate numbers that the economy is doing well, but even if you're employed, you haven't seen your standard of living increase all that much over the last any number of years, particularly after this recession in 2007-2008. But they're probably banking on the notion that people are going to say, hey, the economy is doing great. And that's one of the reasons why President Trump keeps touting, let's say, the stock market and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, even though half of Americans really don't own any stocks. But he's touting that to say the economy is doing great, we'll all be doing well. But here's the flip side of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
If the economy is growing and is doing well, you don't need these tax cuts to overheat the economy, because what can that create? It can create inflation. Also, the tax cuts will sink us more into debt, create bigger deficits each year. That everyone agrees on. It's just a matter of how big those deficits are going to be, which could be a drag on the economy as well. So there are a lot of factors in all of this, but I think you're right. They're probably banking on the notion that if you keep saying the economy is great, people will believe it and they'll vote that way, even if their own material circumstances aren't going to be all that much better.
Is it somewhat surprising Republicans were able to come together on this tax reform, considering Not only are Republicans opposed to high taxes, they're also opposed to larger deficits. And adding over $1 trillion in this particular proposal, there were a lot of Republicans that must have swallowed hard on this.
Well, absolutely. I think all those folks who were complaining about high debt and deficits in the Obama years are sort of strangely silent right now with this tax bill. They seem to be accepting the theory, and again, it's a theory and it's an unproven theory, that if you do cut taxes this way, then it'll generate economic growth, which will sort of take some of the edge off of the deficits that'll be created from this tax bill. Again, that's an unproven theory, and we don't have evidence that that's going to happen. It has not happened in the past when taxes have been cut like this. If you remember when Ronald Reagan cut taxes early on, he said, we're going to cut taxes, it's going to increase growth, and therefore it's not going to affect the deficit and the debt much. Well, it did, and they ultimately had to increase taxes, even in the Reagan years. So, that's surprising. But I think bottom line on all of this is sort of economic philosophy. Mm-hmm. This is what the Republicans have been saying for years. If you cut taxes, and especially cut taxes on corporations and the wealthy, that money will trickle back down into the rest of society. And, you know, again, even if there's not a lot of evidence on this, they're doing it on faith. And that's sort of what ideology is. It's an act of faith.
CBS political analyst Leonard Steinhorn joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.